Okay, testing. Okay, a quick idea on the parasha and tying it into the Bar Hilula, as today's the yahrzeit of Rabbeinu Ramchal. In this week's parasha, we come to the din of counting Shemitah and Yovel. And one cannot help but notice, the very, very uncanny resemblance to the pattern of counting Sfira. Sheva Shapsot Shanim, Sheva Palmin, and then the 50th year is Yovel, 7 years Shemitah, and the 50th, every 7 years is Shemitah, then seven times Shemitah, 49 years, and then the 50th year, is Mamash Yovel. Kodesh Hilachem. And that's Mamash parallel to the 7 weeks of the Omer, which Bederach Prada, 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos Matan Torah. So now Rashi says, opens up in this week's parsha, Mayim Shemitah Tzar Sinai. Right, so Rashi says that everything that Klosem, Pratem, Vidukem, Nemru, B'Sinai, so also that's an example for all mitzvahs. But of course, if you just leave it the way it is, then we could have chosen any mitzvah. Why did Dafka choose Shemitah as being a simen that all mitzvahs, so it must be a betzim dika kesher, so that kesher between Shemitah and Ma'amad Har Sinai. So we have one indication, from the pattern, of how it's counted. And then there's another commonality. The Gemara says on the pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Gibore Koch, Osei Dvaro. The Shemava called Dvaro, bless Hashem His angels, Gibore Koch, that do what He says and listen to the sound of what He says. That's Am Yisrael. That was Magdim Nasav Nishma. Osei Dvaro, V'Hadar L'Shemava called Dvaro. First they do what He says, and then they hear the voice of what He said. So doing before hearing. And that's why, and it's Baruch Hashem Ochav, because when Am Yisrael was Magdim Nas Nishma, a basko came out and said, Migilo Raza Bonai Shemal Cheshos Mishtam Shibo. He rose up to the level of angels. But there's a medrash, I believe it's in this week's parsha, it says, Ika de Amri, on that pasuk, Beshomrei Shvias HaKosuf Medaber. The same pasuk that we darshi on Am Yisrael said Nas Nishma, we darshi it's on the Shomrei Shvias, those who keep Shemitah, they're Gibore Koch, Osei Dvorah. So Kamadumani the Maharal already points at the amazing commonality that just like Nasev and Nishma was an act of Mesiras Nefesh, we're unconditionally committed, you could explain it to us later, but we'll first do explain it to us later, right? That commitment of like Nasev and Nishma is when you keep Shemitah, you put your whole Parnasa on the line, right? Being Somech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though you're going to leave your field fallow, He's going to take care of you afterwards, right? Nifamo, you reach a similar madrega on Shemitah and Kavachomer if you have seven Shemitahs. So it's Le'elo, Le'elo, right? And you reach the madrega of Yovel, like, reaching, the madrega of Matan Torah that's on the 50th day, that's Besod, Le'olam, Va'avodo, Le'olam, right? Le'olam Shel Yovel. It's like a whole other world. It's a whole, it's called an Olam. It's a whole other world. It's a whole other level. It's just Mamash Shalom Alma Adei. But the way that we get to this, right, is the Naseh V'Nishma that Am Yisrael said, that's like Shemitah. What day they say it on? The very last day. According to Rashi and Parshat Shpatim, it was Hey Sivan, the day before Matan Torah. On the day of Malchus Sheba Malchus, the day, right, Mamish the day before, right? And Shemitah, there are no shortcuts to Shemitah. You got to count all 7 years to get to Shemitah, and you got to count seven Shemitahs to get to Yovel. Right? That we find that, Sfira Somer, and the way we count, we mentioned this by Lag Bomer, Hayom, tonight was Echad V'Arboim Yom, not Hayom Ha'echad V'Arboim, as if you give it a serial number. We're adding it out. We're adding it together.
It's cumulative count.
It's cumulative count. Because we're adding madrega to madrega to madrega to madrega, right? It's an union of adding everything together, right? So now, in adding everything together, there's two pu'ulas in adding things up, right? And that is, the pu'ula right, of pulling things together. But then there's something else. There's got to be a reason that you're pulling it together. What's the reason? All right. So now Chazal tells us, Kol Knesia Shi L'Shem Shamayim, you pull it together. Sofali Skaim, you'll have a Kiyom. Knesia She'en L'Shem Shamayim, Ain't Sofali Skaim. The pulling, it'll fall apart. All right. So there's, you know, for the pulling together, the adding up to have a Kiyom, right, there has to be a Tachlis that it's all geared to. So really, in the adding up, there's two pulas, the adding it together, but also the purpose which is added together, because that's really going to be the glue that's going to hold it all together. Right? The tachlis, if it's a Shem Shamayim, it'll hold together. And if not, not. And that's the relationship of the 6 days of the week and Shabbos. Right? That, you know, this, you know, it happens to be this year, the pattern of the sphere fits perfectly with the pattern of the days of the week. It's a very special year. That first day of the week is always Sunday, and the second day of the week is always Monday. It's niflamoid that the flow of the sphere is mamish parallel to the flow, the natural flow of Shesh and Ebrachus.
It also matches up with the secular month, which is interesting.
Oh, that part I didn't know. But the so we know that, you know, really, you know, every single day of the week, you know, we call it Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi, as if there's just serial numbers, not adding up. We say first, second, third, fourth. But that's when we don't come to Shabbos. You know, but Mikoach Shabbos, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos. So you know you are adding it up. Mikoach Shabbos, you're adding it up. Mikoach Shabbos, you're pulling it together. Right? And that's what we say. Atakidash Yom Yomashvili Shmeichel is going to say tomorrow night. Where Shabbos Friday nights, where Shabbos meets the week. Tachlis Maaseh Shamayim V'Aretz. All Maaseh Shamayim V'Aretz. It all leads. This is the Tachlis. That means that's what holds it together, and that Shabbos is called Shem Shamayim. That's why people are makbid. I'll be the Zohar. The Shabbos is called Shem Shamayim. Not to say the word Shabbos in the mikvah. It's like Shem Shamayim.
It's also to say all the words of Hashem, like Shalom.
Shalom. Okay, so Shabbos, we don't say Shabbos in the mikvah. You know, whatever, Al Pi Zohar, that's Shabbos, HaKutshu Brichu Ikri Shabbos, that's why Shem Shamayim, and that's the midah of Malchus. The midah of Malchus is the midah of Shem Shamayim. Yismachu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. The seventh is Keneged David HaMelech, the midah of Malchus. Right? And the same thing is true in the Yemei HaOmer. In the Yemei HaOmer, right, there's a Hevdel Mahuti between the first 6 weeks and the seventh week. That's beside the Shabbos. Right? The first 6 weeks is all about pulling it all together, pulling the pieces together. But it doesn't have a kiyum until it connects to the midah of Malchus, Malchus Shemayim. Right, and that's why, you know, and we'll speak about this more next week, Be'ezer Hashem. We should all be together, right? We'll be together. It's not going to be Erev Shavuos. Right, the last week of the Omer, which is all the midah of Malchus, it's a whole different level. It's all tachlis, and that's why you know it's all about mesim atzmo kamidbar. It's where you parshas bamidbar by Yom Hazeh Bamidbar. It was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The last week of the Sfira is all about his batlus, like David HaMelech was mevatel himself. The midah of Malchus is that leslo migarme klum. You don't have anything of yon. You're just totally batel tachlis. Because the midah of Malchus is just totally be tofel to Shem Shamayim. Right? So it's connected to Tachlis. We want Shem Shamayim to be Chal, and that's the Nekudas HaTachlis, that everything we've been working for should. And that's the sort of Kol Ma'asecha, Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. Kol Ma'asecha, Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim. That's, and those are the midas called Yesod, which is the sixth midah that pulls it all together. So Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef Hua Majbir, he brought it all together. And then there's Malchus, and that's Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David.
It's interesting. Why does it have to be two things that bring it together? It's interesting. It comes out of Kabbalah.
There's the
Yesod and Malchus. Why
that's right. Yesod and Malchus. Yesod and Malchus. Well, no, because there's Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim. Kol Ma'asecha is Yosef, you know, is Yesod.
Ki Chol Bashmai Boretz
L'Shem Shamayim. Right. You know, that's the way Rebbe Rosh made the Bria. Because you have to do everything you can do. But then, so it shouldn't be Kochi Votzim Yodi. It has to be L'Shem Shamayim. All right? Because you have to do all that you can do.
Because you have to put together kol ma'asecha. That right. itself is an avodah.
Right. But it this won't have any so kiyum if it's not l'shem shemayim.
So this is two separate steps. It's not right. You have to bring unity into disparity, from disparity.
Yes. But yeah. It's not going to hold together until you quickly pull it into shem shemayim. And that'll be what concretizes it. And that's the avodah of the seventh. The seventh is already to set up the nekudas ha'tachlis. You know, six up to six is pulling things together. Finalizes pulling things together.
How do you pull things together without the tachlis though?
No, because
what's the shani yisod? It's pulling together, but it's not yet l'shem shemayim. So how do you do such a thing?
Pulling together, just by doing that, sometimes it gives you what you need in order to get there.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but how is it shy to pull together if you don't have the tachlis?
Yeah.
That's so by some people that's the tachlis. That gives them what they need in order to get to the tachlis.
It's a real problem. So I spoke about this once that really if you're tainted with ra, then you really need a little taste of Shabbos first to even have the rotzen to pull things together.
Yeah,
right, and I spoke about this once. That scene of Shabbos being before the next weekend, and then there's of course Shabbos, which is tachlis, but. But in a chenami, Yosef has a hard time being mevatel himself to Yehuda. That was his big nisayon that he submitted to in the end. Mashiach ben Yosef, to being mevatel himself to Mashiach ben Dov. Because this guy does all the work, and this guy is just getting all the credit in the end.
Sorry on top.
No, he's just getting it. Because he is the avoda, and he is the batlos. He is the doing, and he's the nekud of tachlis that has to be focused at. And that's
You mentioned on the Hamad Omer that by after Lag BaOmer, we're going to Chaliyah Stikah.
Oh, right.
Versus the Parathiyah
Stikah. Yeah, except that tonight I'm cutting that into halves. Because there's two different types of klolim, Yesod and Malchus. I'm cutting so Lag BaOmer, you're right. You're excellent. You remember. So Lag BaOmer was the transition. It's the Gemara of the Pratim. No, you did good. Right? It's the Gemara of the Pratim, and now we're going into klolim. But the klolim, there's two types of klolim. There's the klal of yesod that pulls all the pieces together, and there's the klal of malchus, which is the kli that's makabel it all. There are two types of klolim. The klal of yesod and the klal of malchus. Right? We're getting there. Because the final meat of yesod is what binds everything together. But he still has to. The tzaddik. The tzaddik yisod olam, tzaddik, so he brings the whole world with him, but he has one more step. He can't hold it by him. He has to give over. Pull it over, it'll hold it together tight until he can stick it into Malchus Shemaim, and then Malchus Shemaim will hold it all together.
Basically what you're saying is there's no tzaddik in a vacuum.
What? No tzaddik in a vacuum. Tzaddik is there to pull things together.
Absolutely. To give over. That's really
good. Yeah, but and to give over. Pull together and give over. Pull it together and then be mashpia it. Correct. Right. And that's the big design for it. He shouldn't keep it for himself. He has to give it l'shem shemayim. It should not be levatola. It should not be levatola. The zera has to go where it's meant to go. Right. All the resources. Right. So now the inyan of the that's in the sphere also. That there's going to be a transition after tonight, because tonight is yesod should be yesod. After tonight, all the permutations have malchus in them. It's not going to be a day from this night onwards that doesn't have malchus in it. Malchus should be yesod, and it's going to be all permutations of malchus.
It's the bottom of the chain, which receives everything from above.
Right. It's the point of target, point of focus, where it's all being shot at. And that's what we've called
Malchus at the bottom.
So starting tonight, take a look. You're not going to see anything without Malchus in it. It's from tomorrow night onwards. It's going to be first going to be Malchus should be sowed, and it's going to be all permutations of Malchus. Right. And so that's the inyan of the Bar Hilula. We spoke about this in the past, right? The Ramchal, if you want to like. What can you say about him? His godlessness was to pull things together, right? I'm talking about in the Svarim that we were zoicha to, you know, aside from his other mouth, that he was Megal, the Nimshal of Kabbalah. You know, he showed us that the Ari was just, the Ari is just Marshal, and he was Megal, the Nimshal. But, he revealed the glossary of terms. The Ari worked with certain terms, you know, and he showed what these terms mean. He created the glossary.
He gave a Hesber to it.
Yes,
he gave
Hesberim, right? That should be taken as Chasrom as being Megashem, you know, which everyone agrees that's not Gashmi. They said Hesberim, everything is Maramis to, you know, Sichlius Dika ideas, right? And that's one aspect, but the aspect I want to focus on is something else, which is that he was a man of systems. He could pull things together, right? And now that he was oimed on the etzem pure nekuda of the system, like he has a book on Gemara, right? Derech Tevunas, and he's every type of kasha Gemara asks, every type of teretz, right? It's the whole thing is 60 pages because it is the essential system. You know, he was able to zoom in and he has a book on logic, Sefer Higayon, also 60 pages. He says he went from all the chiburim of Jewish authors and non-Jewish authors. He was just omid on the etzem. He could see in all the millions of details. He could isolate the klolim and also pull the klolim together in their essential system, right? And that's the pool of the meat of Yesod. And in Kabbalah, what he, you know, aside from being Megal the Nimshal, he did something indispensable in his Klach Pischei Chochma and his Das Tvunas, right, and his Derech Hashem, you know, these four in particular, right, is that, you know, the Ari was set up as Drushim, and so it's a little Drushim one day, and it's like a headache to how to synthesize
systematize,
right, and Ramchal was Oimid on it. And he was from all the drushim, he chapped, and he writes in his Igeris to his Rebbe, that's probably his biggest contribution to the field, the Rav Yishaya Bassan, the Mari Bassan, right? That, you know, I was Mesader, the Torah of the Ari, right? And the way I was Oimed on the Seder, of how, you know, I pulled together the Seder from all the different drushim. I figured out the essential system. So all the steers are Mimela, most of the steers that all the Mefarshim dealt with, they're all Boto Me'elehem. Because you realize that, you know, this drush is talking there and this drush is talking there. You know, it looked like a stira because they didn't realize it's talking different bechinas and different olamas. I'm omed on the etzem aseder, and most of the kashas are bottled. Right? That was his koach. That was, and he was working on making chiburim, more and more chiburim, works. And he made a chevraya kadisha, right? And that was what he was about. That was what he was about. And this was to advance everything one step further, to bring the geula, and he's mamish at this last phase of yisod should be yisod. He was a big machaber, and of course he did it l'shem shemayim, but his life stopped short, right? But he reached up to 40 years old, right? 40 years old, but you know what he was
zochet. Moshe was on the mountain 40 days. So Moshe.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, that, you know who says that? You know his Rebbe, yeah. the Mari Bassan. So, you know, the Ramchal had the biggest notches against him because he was too good to be true. He was such a young guy, and he claimed, and people were made him, that Neshamas of Tzadikim would come and learn Torah with him. A lot of that Divrei Torah got, you know, was confiscated from him and got lost. We have fragments really? Of it. But he was working on another Zohar, a whole other Zohar, Zohar Tinyana, that Rashbi ended at Hod Shebod. He was moved it one, cranked it up to Yesod Shebod, one step closer to the Gemara Tikkun. He was working on this, like the Or Chodesh of the Or HaZor, and he pulled together Chevraya Kadisha to do the whole thing, right? So you know, some big people came out against him. He had to leave. He was on the run. He was on the run. He was a nirdaf. So then when they heard he died in Akko at the age of 40, so his misnagdim, you know, took it as a sign. He wasn't the real thing, because why wasn't he Zoche Tarichos Yamin? And his Rebbe, the Mari Bassan, said, no, it's the opposite of what you're saying. It's the opposite of what you're saying. He was a nitzoitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why his name was Moshe, right? And that's why he was trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, to finish the tikkun that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do. And he reached Akko. And the Ribbono Shel Olam stopped him there. Because Akko, you know, from Hilchos Gittin, has the din of a suffix. So Eretz, right, yeah, it's a suffix.
Oh, he never actually went to Eretz Israel?
And so according to this, no, he died in Akko. He may have been buried in Tveria, that's a machlokas, but he died in Akko. No, so he managed to crank it up one step closer, because most people died in Chutzar Tzvadai. He got to Akko, that's a suffix, right? And if we were Benzochi, you've gone in totally.
So
and
who's the next guy? Who's the next Moshe?
Right. Yeah, so the, but I'm not saying, what? Oh, come on.
Right,
but
you said in the what's it called? Moshe Shapiro.
Right.
You said something. Me Moshe v'az Moshe.
Right.
I said it to Rambam as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Right. No, that's mitzad, you know, revealing clarity. But I'm saying mitzad, the midah of chibur, he was the midah of yesod. He reached up to yesod, should be yesod. Mamash, the tip of pulling things together, and that's what he wanted to do with his chiburim. The chiburim that he wrote, that he was also machaven lamala. That's why he's making chiburim on earth with these compositions, pulling the pieces together. And also lamala. You know, and as you do in his yeshiva, they did pilpulim and they were machaven al pisod. This type of kasha breaks the sitrachra this way, and this type of kasha. What he did lamata wasn't just dumb authorship. He had with big, big covers, that just like he's being poel lamata, should also be poel lamala. Rosh of the Bari Lula should, you know. Go, Mechael Ochoyel, so a higher place, and be, you know, Yamlitz Tov Ba'adenu, right? That everyone should be Zochet to Tikkun Abris with the Zivug Hagun, right? And Mamashel, and we should be Zochet to what he tried to give us. You know, he stopped at Yesod should be Yesod, right? But the day after Zyotrek start all the permutations of Malchus. And Zochet to the Gili of Malchus Shemaim with Matan Torah of Ritzoneinu Liros Es Malkeinu.
Amen.